Thank you for listening to a recorded worship service of Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Our church is located just outside Adamstown, Pennsylvania.
We hope this service points you to Jesus, and we invite you to come worship the Lord with us.
Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Enjoy the service.
Turn to page number 564 in the Mennonite hymnal.
Will the ushers please come forth this morning's offering? Romans 5:10 says, "For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?" Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for the promise of your the love that you gave to us, an unconditional love. And I pray that we would just be able to be a light for you in this world, God, and to show your love to the people around us and to help them understand the true power that it gives. I pray that you just bless this offering in the hands that gave it. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in that worship and song. And welcome to each one of you. So blessed to be able to worship the Lord together. As I was singing, what occurred to me, I was thinking about these images up above here and how much it means what Jesus did on that side and what happened on that side when He rose from the dead, and how that makes all the difference for us. And I'd like you to take your bulletin, your program, and the verse, kind of just continuing with the theme of the natural theme of Easter and the resurrection. I'd like to read together Romans 6:4 under our motto there. We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Amen. We're blessed this morning to have Marty and Glenna Sullenberger. They are missionaries with EMM and Wycliffe Translators, and they're going to share. They'd like to begin with a children's time, so any children are welcome to come front. If there's not enough space here, you can sit on the floor and welcome.
What a great group of kids this morning, and what a blessing it is to be with you here at Game and Mennonite Church. We got to see some of you at the Release Time program last week, and also some of you were at the MCC Release Sale yesterday. Neat to see a church where people are involved. And yes, we're celebrating Easter, and I'll get to a little bit of that in a minute. But first of all, have any of you seen a flute like this before? Let's see if you recognize this song. How do we know that Jesus loves us? Because He made us. That's a good answer. How else do we know that Jesus loves us? Do you know? Because it says it in the Bible. That's the answer I was looking for. Oh, can I move the mic stand over so I can use both hands? So why is the Bible so important? Do you know why it's important? Because God made it. And why did God make it? To give us rules for life? Also? What else does the Bible have in it? Do you know? The Bible teaches us about Jesus. Yes, the Bible teaches us about Jesus. Let's see. Yeah, the Bible tells us about Jesus. Here's The good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd that goes out and looks for the lost sheep. He wants people to know about him so that he can share his love with them. Baby Jesus was born at Christmas. And then when he grew up, he was baptized. He showed his power by walking on the water. And what happened when Peter tried to walk on the water? Dina? Yeah, he went kerplunk. At first he walked in the water, and then he saw the waves and the wind, and he got scared and took his eyes off Jesus, and that's when he sank. Have you heard the story about how there was 5,000 men plus women and children, and they didn't have any food? And Jesus multiplied the loaves and fishes and fed the whole crowd? Or what about the Samaritan woman that nobody liked her, so she had to go to the well in the middle of the day, not in the morning with the other woman. But Jesus loved her and let her be the one to tell her people about Jesus. Now, remember when I said we were going to get to Easter? Here's the Last Supper, the night before Jesus was crucified. And here's Jesus on the cross. He died for our sins. But what happened next? You know? He is risen. That is right. Jesus rose from the dead. And that's why we celebrate Easter. He is alive. He is risen. So how important is this book? It's priceless, because this is the book that teaches us about God's love for us. It gives us rules for living, and it tells us that Jesus died for our sins and rose again so that we could be forgiven. But did you know that not everyone has a Bible in their language? For many children of the world, the Bible looks like this. There's no stories about Jesus because they haven't been written in their language. These children don't know that Jesus loves them. So Wycliffe Bible Translators is working to translate the Bible into the language of all the people in the world so that everyone can have a Bible that they can understand, so that all children can know that Jesus loves them. Thank you so much for being a part of the service today. You can go back to your seats now.
This one?
I'll use the front row. That'll be easier.
Yeah. In here. You could use this one. Oh, no. Now you can.
Here's a minute to just use that.
Okay. Well, good morning. It's great to be here with you this morning, and we're going to start with a brief question. Why is Bible translation so important? Well, let's start with Scripture. What does the Bible say about itself? In Psalm 119, okay, oh, we'll flip the... They're going to be coming quick and...
Whenever you do the text in purple, that means
so that. Okay. Yeah, so. It can be confusing.
Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow.
Okay, well, in Psalm 119, 105, we read, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We learn, yes? Or perhaps just do this. Hello? Okay. One has to be off. Okay. So as I was saying, Psalm 119, we learn that we can turn to God's Word for direction in life. Then in 2 Timothy 3:16, and I included 17, the Apostle Paul tells Timothy that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness, that we may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Word of God is a toolkit by which we are thoroughly equipped to do His will. And I'm missing a page here. Okay. Well, finally, in Hebrews 4:12, we read, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to even the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The word of God is alive. It tells us things about ourselves and the world around us. God's Word reveals truth. Yet for it to be sharper than a two-edged sword, it needs to be in a language the people can understand. Okay. What? Okay, yeah. Sorry about this. Wycliffe's vision is to make God's Word accessible to all people in the language of their heart.
But as I was saying to the children, not everybody has a Bible they can understand because it's not available in their language. How many languages are there in the world? Anybody want to guess? That's an honest answer. Any guesses? 6,000? That's a good guess. Oh, it's more than that. 7,800? Less than that. Let's go to the slide. 7,097 languages are spoken around the world. Some of these are spoken by very small groups of people. Some of these are languages that are dying. But many of these are languages that are strong and active. But of these languages, how many have a complete Bible? Out of 7,000 languages, how many have a complete Bible in that language? How many? 4,000? We wish. How many? 100? Thank God more than that. Okay. 1,000? I wish. We're working toward that, but we're not there yet. 700? That's a close guess. One more guess? 650? You're close. 670 languages. The Bible has been translated into 670 languages. That is less than 10% of the world's languages.
And that's the whole Bible.
That is the whole Bible. Well, there is Bible translation going on, and there's a lot of languages that have at least the New Testament. Anyone want to guess how many languages have at least a whole New Testament? 3,000? Again, I wish it were that high. More than 3,000 have at least some portion of Scripture, at least a book. But there's only 1,500 languages that have a complete New Testament. So when you add up the people who have less than the whole Bible, that is 1.5 billion people who do not have the whole Bible in their language. And 180 million do not have any Scripture in a language they can understand well enough to use. Well, Wycliffe Bible Translators and EMM, we're not happy about that. We want all people to have access to God's Word. Our goal is to see a Bible translation in progress for every language that needs it by the year 2025. And by God's grace, we could bring an end to Bible poverty in this generation.
We'll switch to the next. There we go. That picture is of Leonard Baliocchi and his wife, I presume, and Bob and Dallas Creason, who is president of Wycliffe. Leonard Baliocchi lives in Cameroon in Central Africa. He understands just how powerful translated scripture is. During a Good Friday service, he read the story of Jesus' crucifixion in Yambetta. As he read the story, the congregation was stilled by the words. Then a few older women began to weep. After the service, they approached Leonard and demanded to know what he found, where he found the story. "We have never heard anything like this before," they said. "We didn't know there was someone who loved us so much that he was willing to suffer and die like that, to be crucified on a cross and save us." Leonard showed them the story in his French New Testament and told them it was the story the congregation had read every year on Holy Week. But the women insisted they had never heard it before. That's what truly motivated Leonard to translate the scriptures into Yambetta. He wanted the Bible to be available in the only language that they truly understood. Okay.
Well, what does it take to do a Bible translation? Well, for one thing, the translators need to go in and help the people develop an alphabet if there isn't a written form already. Then they start translating the scriptures into that language, and they check it for accuracy. They also check it to make sure that it communicates clearly and naturally so that people can understand it. But it takes more than just translators to get the job done. For one thing, how does a translator learn how to work with a language that's never been written down? It takes specialized training. So we need training schools. That's where I've been. I'll go into that in a minute. Also, what about computers? Bible translation used to take 30 years or more in the days before computers. But now they can be translated in 15, 12, and now 5 to 7 years, because computers can edit the material. Corrections that used to take months can be done in minutes. And we are so excited that God has given us this technology to use for His glory, to get His word out to the people. Well, if you've got computers, translators need computer text to help them with their computers. Also, what about the funding for the translation projects? It takes bookkeepers and accountants to make sure the funds get to where they're needed. What about the missionaries' children? Wycliffe needs teachers. What about supervision of the projects and the people that are doing the work? Managers and human resource coordinators. It takes a whole team to get a Bible translation done. And those are just a few of the many. But do you want to know who the most important people are in a Bible translation project? Prayer and financial partners. None of us in Wycliffe and EMM can do the work that we do without a team of people standing behind us, praying for us, and supporting our ministries financially. You are the most important people in the mission project. Without you, we can't get the job done. Thank you so much for your involvement in missions. I saw some of you at MCC, and we know Esther, who served with EMM, and yes, I'm sure she agrees. It takes a team.
God called the... Whoa. Okay. Here. God called the Apostle Paul with a shaft of brilliant light, as you see. At least that's the way artists like to paint it. My call is not quite that dramatic. I have been a ham radio operator since I was 15 years old, and my dad helped me get a ham radio station set up. I would listen to HCJB and the other missionary radio stations through shortwave radio, and that got me to thinking about what I might be able to do or where I might be able to use my gifting in missions. When I was 16 years old, we went and visited my aunt and uncle, George and Lois Zimmerman, who were in La Ceiba, Honduras at the time. And that renewed my interest. After that, I went to Elam Bible Institute for training, and they sent me to do an internship with Wycliffe Bible Translators. And that was my introduction to Wycliffe. So after I paid off my student school loans, I applied and was accepted to serve with Wycliffe Bible Translators. It was with the encouragement and blessing of Slate Hill Mennonite Church and Lena Brown and Eastern Mennonite Missions that I joined Wycliffe.
For me, I didn't have missionaries in the family or in the church. But the church I grew up in had a children's mission education program. They read missionary books to us children. And I loved hearing about kids in other parts of the world and the missionaries who went to share with them the love of Jesus. Soon I was reading these books for myself. And then I started reading the adult books as well. And then when I was 14, I was reading a book about missionary families and some of the struggles they face. I found myself thinking, if I was in that situation, what would I do? I thought, what am I thinking? I'm not going to be a missionary. Lord, are you calling me to be a missionary? Okay. And in that okay, I gave him complete control. Because I knew God had called, I went to college to prepare for missions. And that was where I heard of Wycliffe Bible Translators. God led me to apply to Wycliffe, and I was accepted. And then during our training, I met this fella. And as they say, the rest is history.
So, where do we fit in Wycliffe's ministry of Bible translation? Well, we spent a couple of years in Brazil. Our son was born in Campinas, in the Sao Paulo state, while we were in language training. And then we spent 2 years, an addition 2 years at the center in Porto Velho. While we were in Brazil, 3 New Testaments were completed and dedicated, and our print shop published the book of Genesis in another language. Glenna was a part of that group that helped put the pages together in order, called a collating. Now we serve at the International Linguistics Center, where I am a computer tech. Recently, a translator requested a backlit keyboard. In this picture, we are custom designing the keyboard so that the frame will fit. This will make it easier for translators to work in with electricity and no electricity, low lighting, and they still depend on computers to get their work done. When you support the computer department in Dallas, you enable translators to get the computer support they need. They can trust us not to reveal sensitive information about projects that are in restricted countries, and we don't charge labor. So that leaves more funds available for translation work. The next slide is, that's Jim Clark up there. he now works in Nigeria, I think. But at that time, he was working in South Sudan. He's a translation consultant and works with National Bible Translations in several countries in Africa. In this photo, he is in South Sudan helping translate the book of Luke. He also refurbished his old computer so it could be used by one of the national translators. Here's what Jim had to say. "Thank you, Marty, for setting up my new computer. We translators need home-assigned missionaries like you. I couldn't do what I do without your help."
My Wycliffe assignment is to catalog books for the training school, the Graduate Institute of Applied Linguistics. About half of Wycliffe's new members that go into translation are actually trained at GIAL. Now, how does cataloging books connect with Bible translation? Well, suppose God called you to serve in a little-known country halfway around the world. What would you need to do to prepare? Well, learn the language? Yes. We have books on linguistics and on minority languages from around the world. Also, what about learning the culture? It's important to understand the culture so we can build relationships with the people. The books I catalog help our students learn how to work with languages and cultures so that they are well-trained and prepared to serve anywhere God calls them. Also, we get some unusual materials sometimes at the GIAL library. One of them is two folders of unpublished materials by a lady who was working among the Romani people of France. Have you ever heard of the Gypsies? They are a nomadic people group that travel throughout Europe, and there are several variations of their language, Romani. Ruth Modreau was working with a Romani group in France, and she wrote about her experiences, what she learned about the language. There's even a draft translation of the Book of Matthew in the Vlax Romani language. Well, not long after I cataloged her folders, I ran into one of our colleagues named Bethany, who happens to be from Louisiana, my home state. And then Bethany told me that they were working among a Romani group in Eastern Europe. So I asked her if she'd heard of Ruth. She didn't know about Ruth or the materials that Ruth had written. So it was exciting to be able to share with Bethany the things that Ruth had learned, because that's going to help Bethany in her work with another Romani group, because there's so many similarities between the culture and the language. So I love it when there's a connection between a book that I catalog and a person who needs that information. Also, next slide. This was our graduating class from GIAL in June of 2017. Do you notice anything odd about the photo? It's really small. Yeah, that's true. It's a smaller institution. We're so highly specialized that there aren't that many people who are looking for the training. Also, some of our people will take courses but not necessarily complete a degree. But what's the deal with the faces? Exactly. Many of our graduates are going into sensitive countries. We need to protect their identities, to protect their lives and the lives of the people they work with. So there are many stories that we can't tell. But it's so exciting to be a part of preparing these young people and sending them out. Many of the translation projects that are still needed are within the 1040 window, and these people are heading that way.
That photo happens to be of our son Paul during his orientation at Johnson University, where he is studying media production. He wants to be able, He wants to help produce audio and video recordings in a mission context, perhaps even record newly translated scripture so people can hear it and understand it.
I've got some great news for you. Want to hear it? Llegó ahora. El reino de Dios está próximo. Arrepéntanse y acrediten las boas novas. Isn't that great news? Maybe it's not such great news if you don't speak Portuguese. Let's try this again. He tell, Dama already. God say king here, now. You guys gotta come sorry for all the bad kind stuff you guys been doing, and now do them no more. And the good stuff from God I've been telling you guys gotta believe him. Is that better? Well, to speak of Hawaiian pidgin, that's very understandable. Let's try this once more. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of God really is good news, but only if it comes in a language that you can read and hear and understand.
Eastern Mennonite Missions is working to spread the kingdom of God, and part of that is making God, the Word of God, available in the language of the people. With today's technology and cell phones and internet, God's Word can go places where missionaries can't. In some countries, it is not safe to own a Bible. Yet nearly everyone has cell phones. Wycliffe works with YouVersion and our own IT programmers to make newly translated scripture available to people online and through a variety of websites and cell phone apps.
How many of you have heard of the Jesus film? Quite a few of you. The text from the Jesus film comes straight out of the book of Luke. A great way for people to see and hear and understand the message. And it's now available in over 1,500 languages. Wycliffe partners with CRU, Campus Crusade, and the Jesus Film Project to help get the Jesus film dubbed into other languages. In fact, when Wycliffe starts a new translation project, we often start with the book of Luke so we can get the Jesus film out as quickly as possible. It is a powerful tool for evangelism and church planting, especially in places where people haven't yet heard in their own language.
As we mentioned earlier, we spent a couple of years serving with Wycliffe in Brazil. This picture is of a banana tree on the Porto Velho Center at the time. Glenna used to go around and check them. When bananas started to ripen, she would cut down the stalk and share the bananas. And they, with our colleagues, they were delicious. But what do bananas have to do with Bible translation? Well, have you ever tried to eat a banana without peeling it first? One woman said that reading the Bible was in the national language was like eating a banana with the skin still on it. It's hard to get through the peel to the sweet part inside. But having a Bible in her own language was as satisfying and delicious as eating a banana. Eating a peeled banana. Mm-hmm.
There. Much better without the peel.
Okay.
Okay. And one way to make it even more delicious is to set God's word to music. Romulo Sawanier is a Quechua Indian from the Ayacucho region of Peru. In fact, earlier this week, we visited with Beth at EMM. She actually met Romulo. That was really exciting. But Romulo knew that if people could sing the scripture, they could remember it better. He also knew that the book of Psalms was originally intended to be sung. So when he translated Psalms, he made it rhythmic and wrote melodies to fit the Psalms so they could be sung. So this is Psalm 121 in Ayacucho's Quechua. I'm only doing the first two verses, but the entire psalm can be sung to this simple little melody. Or kokunata kawari saimi tapukuliai man my lamantara fiana paknika hamulia wan man yana pakuika hamulia wan ka taita pios man tam cielo kuna pasal papachapas unan chak man tam. And what does that mean? I lift my eyes and look to the hills. Where does my help come from? It comes from God, the maker of earth, the maker of heaven. And remember, one of the kids said, how do we know that God loves us? Because he made us. He created the earth, and he created the heaven. Another neat thing about Romulo, when the Jesus film was dubbed into his language, Ayacucho's Quechua, Romulo was chosen to record the voice of Jesus, a very high honor for him. Sadly, in 1992, Romulo was killed by the Shining Path guerrillas, a communist group in Peru. But his translation and his music lives on.
Amen, Mennonite Church, you have an important part in spreading this news about the kingdom of God, and we are so thankful for the opportunity to share with you this morning.
We do have a request for you. Wycliffe Bible Translators, like EMM, is a faith mission. Each member of Wycliffe is assigned a ministry budget, and we're required to raise the funds for that ministry budget so that our Wycliffe ministry may be fully funded. And EMM also follows that same model. And we do have a missionary support team with EMM. But at this point, the funding for our Wycliffe ministry is rather low. And we are asking God to provide new financial partners, both churches and individuals, to partner with us in our ministry with Wycliffe and EMM. Would you pray with us that God will provide the financial support for our ministry? And would you prayerfully consider partnering with us in our ministry with Wycliffe and Eastern Mennonite Mission? We have partner packets available that tell more about our ministry with Wycliffe and also have a response form. Or you can go to Wycliffe's website. Just type in Sollenbergers and it'll bring up our ministry page. And Wycliffe has the means to contribute securely online. Also, if you'd like to know more about our ministry, if you'd like to receive our newsletters, there's a sign-up sheet on the table out back. We would love to keep you informed of what God is doing through Bible translation and through the ministries that he's given us, our particular roles with Wycliffe. We would love to have you as interested friends who pray for us and keep in touch with what God is doing. It is such a blessing for us to be with you today. Love learning about your Bible quiz team. Looking forward to the fellowship meal to help raise funds for them. Also, the Release Time program, what an exciting ministry. These kids, many of whom have no church home, are learning about the Bible through your ministry here at Gaiman. Thank you so much for what God is doing through you here in your community and around the world.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us. They have loads of stories. They were in our Sunday school class, and we're just touching the surface of their experience in Bible translation. Thank you. Thank you for the work that you do, and thank you for sharing with us. If anyone has anything you would like to share for prayer and share time, you can raise your hand, and we'll get that mic.
This is Carolyn, and I just have two announcements. For the month of May, for Backyard Kids Club, our church is doing that program again. There is a sign-up sheet in the back for volunteers. Again, we will be looking for people to walk with the groups to the different stations and also just helping with crafts and games and just the logistics of making sure it runs smoothly that night. So if you have a free Saturday evening and you can help out, please sign up in the back. Also, this is also part of Backyard Kids Club, and just a reminder that July 22nd through the 26th will be the Bible School at the Park. If anybody has interest in being a part of that, you can talk to me about it.
I feel like so often I bring Sandy to our thoughts, and I do again today. She had lived with us for a couple of weeks, and then this week was able to find a room to rent in Reading, and she moved there on Thursday, and yesterday she called, and she was having a great deal of pain and ended up going to the hospital, and they have scheduled a heart catheterization for her tomorrow. In addition to that, on Thursday she found a lump. She suffered from breast cancer before and went through chemotherapy and radiation, and now is concerned that the cancer has returned. So I sometimes feel a little apologetic that I bring her up so often, but I feel like she needs us.
This is Darla. Last night, Wade had a fight with a baseball, and the baseball won. We ended up taking him into emergency dental office. He had pushed two of his teeth back, fractured the bone in the top of his mouth, and has cut his lip pretty badly. They told us we probably will have to go through some more dental work, but we have to wait at least this week, go back and see once what the swelling is and what it looks like. We are hoping to save the teeth that were pushed back. So he's in quite a bit of pain and pretty miserable. It's really swollen this morning. So if you could just remember to pray for him and us, that we would have patience with him.
This is Ruthie. Vacation Bible School is coming up at Bowmansville, June 8, 9, and 10. We're doing the Friday evening, Saturday morning, and then finishing out Sunday morning. If you're interested in helping and I didn't ask you, I'm more than welcome for volunteers. We're still looking for some more positions that need to be filled. But yeah, you have to go through the Safe Church and all that stuff, because being all children, we need to make sure everybody has the right paperwork and all that stuff filled out. So yeah, just if you want to help, you can let me know. And just keep praying for us as we try to wrap up some ends here within the next couple weeks.
The beautiful flowers up front are from Michael and Emily Carper, from their wedding, and so we can remember to pray for them as they begin their marriage together. I invite you to... Oh, I'm sorry. There's one more.
For Real quick, this is Randy Souter. Termination rights for Hayden is coming up the end of April, so please pray. Things are getting a little uncertain and everything, so just please pray for that whole thing and for us, for the family. Things always seem to go haywire when things like this come up, so just pray for us. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. Please stand together for closing prayer. Father, thank you so much for your great love for us. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, making a way for us to be forgiven, rising from the dead, and for that verse we read so that we too may have new life. Thank you for that. Thank you for that message that you give us through your word, the Bible. I thank you for Marty and Glenna and the years they've given in trying to help communicate that message to other people who haven't heard it before, especially. Thank you for using their unique gifts of technology, of computer work, of work with books and linguistics. I pray that you would bless them. We pray, God, that you would provide the funding that they need and that you would prosper the ministry of Wycliffe and EMM. Thank you for the Backyard Kids Club Extreme coming up in May and the one in July, and I pray that you would use these events to point children and families to you. Please provide the help that is needed. We pray for Sandy, and we ask for your blessing on her, God, as she's in the hospital again. We ask for healing. We pray for recognition of your love. Pray for Darlene and Steve and others who offer support to her. We pray for Wade and this mouth injury, God, and the pain that he's in right now. I pray that you would bring comfort to him and patience for their family as they go through this ordeal. Thank you that it wasn't worse, but God, we pray that you would help him to recover quickly. Thank you for the Vacation Bible School this summer with Bowmansville and Red Run, and I ask that you provide the help that's needed there. Thank you so much for Ruthie and others who've given time in organizing and planning, and I pray that you'd bless those efforts for your kingdom, God. Pray for Randy and Karen, their family, and as Hayden's the decision related to him is coming up. We pray, God, for protection for them and that this would not be an overly stressful time, and God, that your will would be done in his life, we ask. Thank you for the Bible quiz team and the meal that will follow, and we're grateful for how you provide for us and for that program and how your word is shared, and I ask for your blessing on the meal together. And as we go from this place, help us, God, to know you and to make you known. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace.